Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For Those Who Have Fallen by David Slagle. A short story from League of Legends. Read to you by Prestige Edition. When I land in the ruins of Nirmazeth, it does not feel as if I have leapt, celestial magic burning my path across the sky, but as if I have fallen. I am, after all, only a man. Around me, on the swirling dunes, a cohort of Rahoric fights, Solari warriors, far from the temples of Mount Targon. They have marched with 50 spears, 3 weeks into the desert, a distance I have crossed in moments, to investigate a power that grows, even as their own wanes. Here, the sun they worship is so constant, it is as if the shadows of the past are still burned into the desert. Their outline, all that remains of an empire long lost. Buildings now covered in dunes. A sun, once meant to raise men into the heavens, now dulled and fallen to earth. Shurima was born and died here. It was in Nirmazeth that the first Ascended were created, meant to defend Shurima against any threat. Those that outlived the Empire were driven mad by long centuries of conflict, becoming darkened and laying waste to the world before being contained. But, as I well know, some abominations birthed by the Shuriman hubris live on. The sound of metal rings in my ear as a spear whips past my helm. Then another, and another. The ringing rises up into a full battle cry as the Rahoric unleash their might. Yet, as steel fills the sky, a blast of magic tears through the spear's path, carving a swath of destruction through the ruins. Once the dust clears, I see it, the reason I have come. A creature looms, burning and broken like the empire it would rule. It is unlike any Ascended I have ever seen, a shattered god that has claimed this fallen city and would see it rise again. But once, it too was a man. I will remind him what that means, to draw breath in the face of destruction. I will remind them all. The god warrior, one of the Rahoric cries. We cannot defeat it. Let me show you how a god dies, I bellow in response, and I charge toward the creature, raising my spear. It is with their power that the spear glows, the power of the gods, the power of the stars. My muscles strain to bear the strange weight of the magic as the creature unleashes another blast from within its shattered form. My spear is not burned away as the Rahorics were, but instead burns with its own light. It streaks like a comet at the Ascended, casting it to the earth and its blast into the heavens. Before me, only feet from the rent opened by the creature's blast, a Rahoric cradles the body of a fallen warrior. Her own arm has been scorched by magic, where she sought to shield him from the attack.
You are an aspect?
She says, though in her eyes I can see the desperation. She is pleading, begging me to say yes, so that I can save her, so that I can save her friend. All around, the Rahoric lines are broken, along with their will to fight. I do not answer, as the spear is called back to my hand by the magic she so craves. Its return, an echo of my own thrust. The Ascended has left no blood upon its tip, only sand. It possesses no flesh other than magic and stone. I want to tell her my name, that I am Atreus, that I too was once a Rahoric looking to the skies for the power to save me. but that man is dead. He died on Targon's peak along with his brother, Pylas, slain by the Pantheon and by his own failures. And no matter how hard I try, I can bring neither Atreus nor Pylas back. Even the god is gone, its constellation torn from the heavens. Instead, I turn to face the creature once more. "You must fight," I tell the Rohorrek simply. "You all must." Around us, the ruined city burns as the Ascended's magic refuses to fade. I run over sand, fused into glass, each new blast of magic shaking the whole world until it feels like the earth itself must fall apart, that only the heavens will remain. But I refuse to give up. I see Ballista abandoned on the ground. The Rohorrek raise their shields against debris cast from fallen buildings, disappearing into dust. "Fight! You must fight!" I yell louder, my voice carrying more of the god's authority than I would like, and then I am upon it, my spear slashing into the Ascended, cutting across the broken stone it boasts instead of a face. This close, its blasts crash into my shield, pushing me backward. I slash again, my spear trailing magic, and again I raise my shield, only just in time to deflect the Ascended's wrath. My feet dig into the dirt. I struggle to hold the beast at bay as the magic beats into me with the Ascended's will, made only stronger by cruelty and rage. I push against it, snarling, and the power lances off the shield wildly in every direction, cutting through the ruins, the sky, and through the Rohorrek still cowering beneath both. My hands begin to shake, and it is not to the warriors, but to myself, that I growl against lungs gasping for breath. "Fight!" The creature's eyes narrow. It knows. The earth beneath me can no longer hold. My strength can no longer hold. As I fall back to earth, the magic in my spear dies, and the helm clatters from my coughing face. I spit blood into the dirt and struggle to raise my head. But all I can see of Nerimazeth is that one Rohorrek warrior framed by smoke and chaos as she looks back at me into eyes only now revealed, and for the first time she sees something other than an aspect. The man who cradled Pylas as snow formed from his dying breath. I wonder if she recognizes the stars and my destiny tattooed upon my chest, the scar that cuts through them. It is no longer pleading that shows in her eyes, as I see the light grow on her face, the creature gathering power for one more blast. Though her arm is ruined, and though her friend lies still, she picks up her shield and begins stumbling toward me, as inevitable and determined as death. "What is your name?" I cough through ragged breaths, and still the light grows brighter. "Assos," she says firmly as she stands beside me, and turns her shield to face the blast. The ruins fill with impossible brightness that promises to burn everything away, until it does, and only darkness is left. There is no more power, no more aspect. Where Assos once stood, there is nothing, only my memory. But still, I can feel my scar throbbing with pain, reminding me I am alive and of every moment that brought me here. My brother in arms, Pylas, telling me to stop getting blood on his victory. The barbarian raid, each of us near death, collapsing upon Targon's pinnacle. The darkened blade cutting through death to awaken me again. Empyrean wheat clinging to the mountain. The mud on my hands as I put down the plow and pick up the spear. All of that would be nothing without a woman taking up her shield, knowing that she would not survive, but that she would fight. Her power, her sacrifice, so much greater than that of the stars, so much greater than mine, and the weapons of the Aspect that have kept me safe. It will not be in vain. As I struggle to my feet, broken, I see the shadow of the Rahoric emerging from cover, eclipsing the sun disk cradled behind me at the center of the ruins. I rise with them, not as a god, but as a man. My pantheon, all who have fallen, earning me another moment. All who have lived and all who have died, facing a moment of truth where they must decide why they fight, who they love, what they truly are. What are gods before this courage? They are nothing. Assos! I yell into the ruins, though my ribs dig into my lungs. Assos! The Rahoric call back. They too stand amidst the rubble, their shadow looming all the larger as the Ascended gathers its magic again. And though I am broken, and though the god is dead, I feel the power ignite once more in my spear. As the plume on my helm bursts alight, it is calling me to battle as the Rahoric cast their spears once more. And for a moment, a star lost with the constellation of war gleams brighter than the sun. Her name was Assos.
Thanks for listening. All credit for these stories goes to Riot Games and League of Legends. Full details can be found in the video description. If you enjoyed this production, please hit like and subscribe. There's a lot more coming.